G20 Bulletin, with information on the group that is the main forum for international cooperation under the presidency of Brazil.
The second round of G20 working group meetings has been initiated. The first in-person sessions began this Monday at the G20 headquarters in Brasilia, with the technical meetings of the Research and Innovation and the Financial Inclusion Working Group. The event will gather representatives from the Ministries of Science and Technology and of Foreign Affairs. Around 200 delegates from the world's largest economies, the African Union and the European Union, as well as from guest countries and organizations. The federal capital will be the venue for all in-person meetings of the G20 until April, when other capitals across the country will also host events of the Sherpa and Finance tracks and of the G20 social. Marcia Barbosa, Secretary of Strategic Policies and Programs of the Brazilian Ministry of Science, Technology and Innovation, and Coordinator of the Research and Innovation Working Group, informed that the delegations are expected to make decisions about 5 priority issues that must produce concrete results.
No nosso caminho, nós temos inovação cooperativa.
She says, in our path, we deal with cooperative innovation. We work together to create a new product. We deal with innovation in health, seeking to understand where the next pandemic will come from. We deal with diversity, with a growing number of women, black women and men, indigenous and original peoples working together on the topics of science. We also deal with issues related to the Amazon and naturally with decarbonization. The meetings generate opportunities for the leadership of the member states and guests to deal with specific and priority issues, building consensus on a global scale. In addition to the in-person sessions, video conference events are also underway. This week, there will be meetings of the Global Mobilization Against Climate Change Task Force, the Culture Working Group, and the Bioeconomy Initiative. A calendar with information on all these meetings is available on the G20.org website. This is Enrique Villamil reporting from the G20 Newsroom in Brasilia.
G20 Bulletin, a partnership between G20 Brazil and the National Radio Network. For more information, visit g20.org.